Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to episode 11 in the series Revisited. So today I intend to revisit previously recorded episode 4, Intentional Speech, How Words Hurt and Heal. Now, I decided to revisit this episode because of a tweet I saw this week. Now, I get my inspiration from many places, and yes, I can get inspiration from Twitter. So I saw this tweet that I'm going to read for you, and it just sparked the idea that, you know, this is a good episode to revisit. So here goes. There is so much power in your spoken words today. Speak words that align you with what you want to manifest in your physical reality. Don't go into conversations that cause you to speak in misalignment. So I'm going to read it again. There is so much power in your spoken words today. Speak words that align you with what you want to have manifested in your physical reality. Don't go into conversations that will cause you to speak in misalignment. And that tweet was written by I am Anna Pepe. She is a personality I follow on Twitter. So when I saw this tweet, it really caused me to pause and to think, because it is so easy to be pulled into conversations that have you speaking out of turn as it relates to misalignment, and really causing you to say things that if you stop to think about it, you probably wouldn't want to say if you understand the power of the spoken word. Now, in the previously recorded episode 4, I share with you my thoughts on how powerful I think the spoken word is. Of course, I quoted Maya Angelou, I quoted from the Bible, and those points still hold true today. If you want to go take a listen, by all means, please do so. It is episode 4. Today, I just wanted to dive a little deeper and to use this tweet as the launching pad, because if we're not aware of the power of words, if we don't understand how we can bless and curse ourselves with our speech, then we set ourselves up for some huge disappointments and for challenges that we probably didn't need to experience just because of how careless we are with the words that we say. And I'm just grateful that I saw this tweet, because there are times we just need to be reminded of some potent truths. And when we get these reminders, it's important that we give them the attention that they deserve, so that we can be smarter about how we live our lives. Because this tweet says, your words are powerful. And if you believe in the creation story, everything that was created came from the spoken word. We're told in the Bible that God said, let there be, and there was. And if you can reflect in your own lives, things that you may have said about yourself or to yourself or to someone else, and you see it playing out in almost this exact same detail in terms of what you spoke. So if we understand how law of attraction works, if we understand how you can manifest things and you can speak things into being, then we would want to guard our speech fearlessly. The Bible says the tongue is the mightiest member that we have in our bodies. It's one of the smallest, but it is the mightiest because it can do so much good and also cause so much damage. So if you can appreciate all these statements, if you have personal experience with the power of speech, then it is imperative that you don't get pulled into conversations that will cause you to speak out of turn and cause you to speak against something that you desire. And I'm gonna share a story with you that highlights just this. So I had finished my marketing program at Seneca College, shout out Seneca, and I was still working in the college part-time. Now, of course, the next step after finishing a program is to look for a job. Now, I had just started this aspect of my personal development journey, meaning I had just come into an awareness of manifesting and law of attraction and speaking things into being. So before I go advocating for this and before I go sharing it with friends and family and network, I wanted to test it on myself because that's who I am. Before I publicly support anything, I like to treat myself as the guinea pig. So this was as good a time as any to test this theory out. So I decided not to apply for any jobs. I was going to manifest the job I wanted in the industry I wanted, in the place I wanted. And I wasn't going to send out any resumes, cover letters. I was doing none of that. I was going to work with intention. So I remember one day I was working and a member of staff who is in the same department I was working, older, nicer lady, asked me, "So you finished your program, haven't you?" So I said to her, "Yes." And she's like, "What did you do?" So I told her I did marketing. So she was like, marketing. It's tough to find a job in marketing. I did not answer. I did not acknowledge her statement. So she continued, "Have you applied for any jobs? Are you applying for any jobs? Because it's really tough out here, you know." Again, I did not acknowledge her statement. I did not answer any of her questions. In my mind, I kept thinking, it may be tough for others, but it will not be tough for me. And when she realized I was not participating in that conversation with her, she said something to the effect like, "Well, all the best." And that was it. And I said, "Thank you." And I carried on. Now, fast forward 2 months after my convocation ceremony, 2 months to the day, I got hired in the industry I wanted to work, in a place I wanted to work. Now, of course, there is a gap in the story. And the gap is I did so much groundwork from before. I created connections, I built relationships, and on the strength of connections and relationships and being in the right place at the right time, I was able to land my first job in the advertising industry without having to apply for the job. Of course, I still had to do the interviews. That process still needed to happen. My point is, there is power in your words. And had I agreed with that woman's statement about it being difficult to find a job, about it being hard to land a marketing job, if I had allowed her negative beliefs and perception of the job market to influence my beliefs and my perception, I strongly believe I would not have landed that job. And I want you to, in this moment, think about the times you agreed with a statement that, in all honesty, countered your own beliefs. Another popular one that we find ourselves agreeing with, whether it may or may not be true. There are no good men out there. There are no good women out there. You don't have to admit this publicly to anybody. It's fine. But have you ever found yourself agreeing with that statement? Have you ever found yourself making that statement? And is it really true? You're telling me on this planet with almost 8 billion people, there are no good men out there. None. They're either already married, dead, or in prison. That's what you're trying to tell me. Or they're not born yet. It's so easy to get pulled into conversations if you're not aware, if you're not paying attention, if you're not present. And you have to get to a point where what you align with is more important than you being polite and participating in a conversation that's gonna speak a curse over your life. And curse may be a strong word, but you're going to speak something over your life that causes misalignment. You wake up feeling good, you're hopeful about the day, and you encounter someone at work. And for whatever reason, their perspective of the day is in stark contrast to yours. And they start to complain about how busy their day is, how many meetings they have, how much work they need to do. And their summation of their day is, "It's gonna be a hard day." No, you're trying to be empathetic, you're trying to commiserate with them. And before you know it, you find yourself agreeing with them. It is gonna be a hard day. Guess what happens? It is a hard day. It is one of the hardest days you've had to go through for the entire week. You had no lunch. You forgot to have lunch. You were in back-to-back meetings. This client wanted this thing. This piece of work is due. There's an urgent task you need to complete. And mercy, 5 o'clock could not come fast enough. You might be surprised by how the day turned out, but I can tell you, I'm not, and I wouldn't be. Because by agreeing with that coworker, you set the tone for the day. You asked to have a hard day, and that's what you got. Your words are powerful. Christians will tell you that we are created in God's image. So if we are created in His image, and by His word, life as we know it exists, we have plant life, animal life, this entire planet exists, then why can't we and why don't we believe that when we speak, things happen? How many persons have said, I'm the champion, I'm going to be the champion, I'm number one, and they are. Now, we're not going to ignore the fact that they put a lot of work in, but it started with that statement, that self-fulfilling prophecy. So my beautiful souls, I really want you to think about your speech life, because your speech really has a life of its own. Do you need to clean it up? Do you need to get your tongue under subjection? Are you being pulled into conversations that cause you to speak misalignment over your life? Are you being pulled into conversations that cause you to speak misalignment over somebody else's life? And don't get it twisted, I'm not promoting toxic positivity where when things are obviously going bad, you're going to pretend that all is well with the world. You're on fire, but you're like, it's okay, I'm not on fire, when you actually are. What I'm urging you to consider is the intention behind your speech. And you can't speak misalignment because you want to have a polite conversation. You have to recognize that your life is best lived with intention. And if you are around people who don't recognize that and don't appreciate that, then you may want to consider establishing some boundaries. And yes, it is easier said than done. And yes, you have a habit of being just a little careless with your speech, but you can break bad habits and you can make good habits. The first step is acknowledgement. The first step is acceptance, taking accountability. Just test it out for yourselves. Just try it. You really have nothing to lose. So if you've never tried it before, today is as good a day as any to test it out. Just be aware of the conversations that you engage in. Just be aware of the conversation that other people engage in and really be present. Take your heads out of your phones and really listen. You may be shocked by what you hear. You may be pleasantly surprised. So my beautiful souls, I really did not intend to make this episode a long one, but I really felt the need to remind us of the power of our speech and to urge us to really be intentional with the things we say and endeavor to not engage in conversations that cause us to speak in misalignment. That's the biggest takeaway I want you to walk away with. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your support. If you have not yet done so, I would love to get a review from you. You can leave an Apple Podcast review. You can go on to Good Pods and leave a review. You can go on to Podchaser and leave a review. I also do have a YouTube channel. Yes, there is a video that accompanies each and every episode. If you have not yet done so, please go and subscribe and like and share and leave a comment. I really want to hear from you guys. And you're all just a little bit too quiet, maybe just a tad bit shy. So let me hear from you. For all the countries that I have a listenership in, thank you for your support. I really appreciate the fact that my message of hope and love and peace and positivity and my advocacy for personal development is being spread across the world, one listener at a time. In a world where darkness feels like it's overtaking the light, I will happily play my part in still shining bright. So, until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view, and I will catch you next week. Bye.